今天呢，我们要跟大家聊的是比亚迪在2026年的一季度啊，出现了利润大幅下滑。
Today, we're going to talk about BYD's significant profit decline in the first quarter of 2026.
现金流紧张
Cash flow is tight.
以及国内的销量明显的减少
And the domestic sales have also decreased significantly.
这背后其实反映出了整个行业的红利
This actually reflects the benefits of the entire industry.
在消退以及比亚迪在转型的过程当中遇到了非常多的难题。
In the face of decline and the challenges faced by BYD in its transformation, there are many difficulties.
是啊。
Yes.
这个确实是大家很关心的一个话题。
This is indeed a topic that everyone is concerned about.
那我们就开始吧。
Then let's start.
首先呢，就是比亚迪在2026年一季度核心业绩的全面恶化。
First, it's the comprehensive deterioration of BYD's core performance in the first quarter of 2026.
其实我也很好奇啊。
Actually, I'm also curious.
就是这其中到底有哪些关键的数据是值得我们去关注的
These are the key data that we should pay attention to.
然后这些数据背后又反映出了什么样的经营上的问题
Then these data also reflect what kind of operational problems.
具体来说呢
Specifically,
这一季度的营收是1502亿元
The revenue.For this quarter is 1,502 billion yuan.
同比下降了 11.82%.
Decreased by 11.82% year on year.
然后规模净利润是 40.85 亿元。
Then the net profit was 4.85 billion.
同比近乎腰斩啊。
Almost a 90% drop year on year.
下降了 55.38%
Decreased by 55.38%
经营现金流呢只有 27.9 亿元
The operating cash flow is only 27.9 billion yuan
同比暴跌 67.4%
Decreased by 67.8% year on year
8这几个数据其实都说明了公司的造血能力是大幅削弱的。
These figures actually indicate that the company's ability to generate its own revenue has been significantly reduced.
啊
，two，
对，
然后净利率就只剩2.67%了。
Then the net profit was only 2.67%，
同比下降了2.87%。
Decreased by 2.87 percentage points year on year.
环比还少了1.34%。
It's down by about 3-4 percentage points compared to the previous period.
听起来确实压力很大。
It sounds like you're under a lot of pressure.
对。
Okay.
但是呢，有不少声音认为啊，这个业绩的下滑主要是因为汇兑损失。
However, many people believe that the main reason for the decline in performance is exchange losses.
那如果说我们剔除掉汇率的这个影响
But if we exclude the influence of exchange rates,
真实的主业的表现到底怎么样呢
What is the real performance of the main business?
其实这一季度的汇兑损失是21亿元。
Actually, the exchange loss in this quarter was 21 billion.
而去年同期是汇兑收益19亿元。
And last year's same period was exchange income of 19 billion yuan.
这一来一回就是40亿元的差距。
The difference is 40 billion yuan.
但是呢，就算我们剔除掉这个汇兑的影响，
However, even if we exclude this exchange rate impact,
主业的净利润依然是同比下滑了大约30%。
The net profit of the main business still decreased by about 30% year on year.
所以说，比亚迪核心业务的走弱。
Therefore, the decline of BYD's core business
其实是比表面上看起来还要明显的。
明白了。
In fact, it's even more obvious than it appears on the surface.
下面我们来看一下国内市场的情况。
Now let's take a look at the situation in the domestic market.
国内市场的基本盘的崩塌和这个价格战的无底洞。
Collapse of the domestic market's foundation and the bottomless pit of this price war.
对。
Okay.
那这一季度，比亚迪在国内的销量。
In this quarter, BYD's sales in China reached a new high.
包括主力车型的销量出现了什么样的变化？
What changes have occurred in the sales of the main models?
背后的原因又是什么？
What's the reason behind it?
这一季度
This quarter,
比亚迪在国内的销量只有38万辆。
BYD's sales in China are only 380,000 units.
同比减少了 30%.
Reduced by 30%.
像秦颂、海豚这些主力车型的销量更是暴跌了40%-50%。
The sales of main models like Qin, Song, and Dolphin have also plummeted by 40% to 50%.
主要的原因呢，就是因为从2026年开始，购置税减半的政策开始实施。
The main reason is that the policy of halving the property tax, which began to be implemented in 2026,
这直接冲击了比亚迪的主力价格带。
This directly impacted BYD's main price range.
也就是10万到15万的这个区间。
That is the range from 10,000 to 15,000.
那之前的需求被提前透支了之后。
After the previous demand was prematurely fulfilled.
现在就一直处于一个比较低迷的状态。
Currently, it is in a relatively depressed state.
怪不得大家都在说压力大。
That's why everyone is complaining about being stressed.
那这个价格战愈演愈烈。
So this price war is becoming more and more intense.
对于比亚迪的盈利。
Regarding BYD's profitability.
包括品牌的高端化带来了哪些具体的挑战？
What specific challenges does the brand's upscaling bring?
具体来看呢
Specifically, let's look at
就是特斯拉
Tesla
小米
Xiaomi
吉利
Geely
长安这些竞争对手
These competitors in China
他们都集体的把价格往下拉了2万到5万
They all collectively lowered the price by 2,000 to 5,000.
那比亚迪也只能跟着降价。
BYD can only follow the price decline.
这就导致单车的利润被压到了极限。
This resulted in the profit margin of the bicycle being squeezed to the extreme.
甚至有一些入门级的车型已经快要不赚钱了。
Even some entry-level models are almost unprofitable.
然后高端化这一块呢，就是腾势、仰望、方程豹。
Then, in terms of high-end, the Tense U10 equation report.
这三个加起来才卖了77,000辆。
These three cars together only sold for 77,000 units.
占比11%。
11%。
根本就没有办法弥补低端车型销量下滑的缺口。
There is no way to make up for the shortfall in sales of low-end models.
看来真是压力不小啊。
It seems that the pressure is really great.
对。
Okay.
然后我们来看一下财务结构上面的一些突出的隐患。
Now, let's look at some prominent hidden risks in the financial structure.
尤其是现金流和负债方面的问题。
Especially regarding cash flow and debt issues.
最近比亚迪在这方面有没有什么让人担心的变化？
Has there been anything recently that has caused concern about BYD in this area?
要说变化的话，
Speaking of changes,
首先就是存货。
First, there is inventory.
存货已经高达1604亿元了。
Then it has already reached 1,604 billion.
环比涨了 15.89%.
Increased by 15.89% compared to the previous period.
这个库存积压的越来越多。
The inventory is piling up more and more.
然后销量又跟不上。
Then the sales couldn't keep up.
就会有非常大的跌价风险。
This will create a very high risk of falling prices.
同时也占用了大量的资金。
Also consumed a large amount of funds.
然后应收账款呢也涨到了442亿元。
Then the accounts receivable also increased to 44.2 billion.
环比提升了 19.5%。
Increased by 19.5% compared to the previous period.
这个增速是远高于整体资产的增速的。
This growth rate is much higher than the overall asset growth rate.
这说明可能公司在通过比较宽松的赊销政策来提升收入。
This indicates that the company may be using a more lenient credit policy to boost revenue.
这不仅会让坏账的风险提高。
This will not only increase the risk of bad debts.
还会让资金被渠道大量的占用。
This will also lead to a large amount of funds being occupied by the channels.
那现在比亚迪的这个负债情况和融资空间还乐观吗？
So, is BYD's current debt situation and financing space still optimistic?
现在比亚迪的总负债已经高达6400亿元了。
Currently, BYD's total debt has reached 640 billion yuan.
资产负债率 71%。
That tacit ratio of 71%
一直都在高位徘徊。
Always hovering at the top.
有息负债大约是2500亿元。
The outstanding debt is approximately 2.5 trillion yuan.
光这利息的压力就很大了。
The interest burden alone is already a heavy burden.
再加上它的研发费用。
Plus his research and development costs.
这一季度就投了113亿元。
This quarter, I invested 113 billion.
已经超过了净利润。
Exceeded net profit.
但是智能驾驶这一块呢
However, in the area of intelligent driving,
还没有实现商业化的盈利
Not yet commercially viable.
还在持续的烧钱
Still burning money.
所以整体再融资的空间已经比较有限了
Therefore, the overall space for financing is relatively limited.
确实不乐观
Indeed, it's not optimistic.
说到这儿
At this point,
我们来讨论一下海外市场吧。
Let's discuss the overseas market.
对，
海外市场虽然看起来销量在增长
Although the sales in overseas markets seem to be growing,
但是我想知道比亚迪在出海的过程当中遇到了哪些具体的难题。
However,I would like to know what specific difficulties BYD has encountered during its overseas expansion.
这些难题又会怎么样影响公司整体的盈利和品牌的定位?
How will these problems affect the company's overall profitability and brand positioning?
数据显示呢?
The data shows that
海外销量这一季度是32万辆。
This quarter's overseas sales are 320,000 units.
同比增长 55%.
Increased by 56% year on year.
占比也到了 46%.
The percentage has also reached 46%.
但是呢，欧盟现在加征了 27% 的反补贴关税。
However, the EU has now imposed a 27% anti-subsidy tariff.
然后美国那边有 IRA 的这个本土化的要求。
And there is the requirement in the US that IRA must be localized.
还有很多国家都在对它进行反垄断的调查。
Many countries are also investigating him for anti-monopoly.
这些贸易壁垒随时都有可能让它的扩张受限。
These trade barriers could potentially limit its expansion at a time.
所以说就是扩张的这条路也不好走啊。
So, it seems that the path of expansion is not a good one.
那在这样的一些压力之下，
Under such pressure,
比亚迪在海外的盈利和品牌表现又面临哪些新的挑战呢？
What new challenges does BYD face in its overseas profitability and brand performance?
挑战可不少。
The challenge is quite significant.
首先就是在海外建厂、搭建渠道。
First, establish overseas factories and build channels.
做售后。
After sales, service.
还有合规这些事情都需要花很多的钱。
There are also things like compliance that require a lot of money.
然后像印尼啊。
Then, like Indonesia.
泰国这些市场回本的时间又很长。
These markets in Thailand have very long payback periods.
所以这就直接拉低了公司整体的毛利率。
This directly lowered the company's overall gross profit margin.
再加上比亚迪在海外还是主要靠性价比去抢市场，高端化。
In addition, BYD's strategy in overseas markets is mainly based on cost effectiveness to gain market share and then gradually move towards higher-end products.
一直推不上去。
Can't push it up.
还要经常的降价去竞争。
Still need to frequently reduce prices to compete.
所以品牌的溢价很弱
Therefore, the brand's premium is weak.
也很容易被日系啊、欧系这些对手反击
听起来困难重重啊
It also sounds difficult to counter the attacks of Japanese and European teams
顺着刚才的思路
Following the above line of thought
咱们来谈谈智能驾驶和技术创新这方面
Let's talk about intelligent driving and technological innovation.
现在看来的话
Now, looking back,
比亚迪在这两个领域的进展是不是有些差强人意
Is BYD's progress in these two areas a bit lackluster?
没错
Quite
没错
Quite
天神之眼的装机量虽然看起来还可以
The Eye of God motherboard, despite its seemingly decent specs.
但是像城市 OA 这种高阶的智能驾驶渗透率还是很低的。
However, the penetration rate of high-level smart driving systems like City OA is still very low.
也没有一个明确的收费模式。
There is no clear pricing model.
所以现在基本赚不到钱。
So now I basically can't make any money.
然后在技术上面跟华为
Then, in terms of technology, compared to Huawei,
小鹏
Xiaopeng,
特斯拉这些同行比的话是落后了
Tesla is lagging behind its peers.
一到两年的
One to two years.
想要追上的话
If you want to catch up,
投入会很大。
It will cost a lot.
难度也不小。
It's not easy.
除了智能驾驶，比亚迪在电池技术上有突破啊。
Besides the breakthrough in intelligent driving, BYD has also made breakthroughs in battery technology.
比如说第二代刀片电池和闪充，这些东西有没有带来销量和利润的明显提升呢？
For example, have the second generation blade batteries and fast charging brought a significant increase in sales and profits?
很遗憾。
Unfortunately,
看，这些技术虽然很先进。
These technologies are advanced.
进，但是因为充电基础设施跟不上。
However, due to the lagging charging infrastructure,
所以短期内没有办法大规模的普及。
Therefore, there is no way to mass produce it in the short term.
所以对销量和利润的贡献也是很有限的。
Therefore, its contribution to sales and profits is also limited.
明白了。
Understood.
那现在这个行业和政策的环境也在变化。
Now, the industry and policy environment is also changing.
那这样的变化会给比亚迪带来哪些新的压力？
What new pressures will these changes bring to BYD?
主要的压力有三点。
The main pressures are three.
第一个就是新能源的渗透率已经突破了 40%。
The first one is that the penetration rate of new energy has exceeded 40%.
整个行业已经从增量变成了存量博弈。
The entire industry has shifted from a focus on incremental gains to a focus on market share.
未来就是一个零和游戏。
The future is a zero-sum game.
大家都在抢份额。
Everyone is fighting for market share.
第二个就是补贴的退坡。
The second is the reduction of subsidies.
包括购置税减半和地方补贴的取消。
Including the reduction of purchase tax to half and the cancellation of local subsidies.
这直接抬高了购车门槛。
This directly raises the purchase threshold.
让市场需求持续承压。
Maintain market demand pressure.
第三个就是产能过剩。
The third is overcapacity.
比亚迪自己的产能已经超过了300万辆。
BYD's own production capacity has exceeded 3 million vehicles.
整个行业更是突破了500万辆。
The entire industry has exceeded 500,000 vehicles.
但是年销量是远远达不到这个水平的。
However, the annual sales were far from reaching this level.
所以价格战肯定是会长期存在的。
Therefore, the price war will definitely continue.
这么多不利因素叠加。
With so many mitigating factors.
那比亚迪现在到底面临哪些根本性的风险？
可以总结为四点。
The BYD currently faces four fundamental risks.
第一个呢，就是盈利脆弱化。
The first one is the vulnerability to profit.
就是主业的利润在下滑。
The profit from the main business is declining.
汇率又波动得很厉害。
The exchange rate is fluctuating wildly.
然后价格战又在持续地消耗它的利润空间。
Then the price war continued to erode its profit margins.
所以现在净利率是越来越低。
Therefore, the net profit is getting lower.
抵抗风险的能力也在变差。
The ability to resist risk is also deteriorating.
第二个就是现金流在恶化，存货和应收账款居高不下。
The second is that the cash flow is deteriorating due to high inventory and accounts receivable.
大量的资金被占用。
A large amount of funds are being misappropriated.
导致公司自身的造血能力不足。
Leads to the company's own inability to create blood.
这是会影响到流动性的安全的。
This affects the security of the flow.
第三个就是增长遇到了瓶颈。
The third one is that growth has encountered a bottleneck.
国内的销量在下滑。
Domestic sales are declining.
海外又有很多壁垒。
There are many barriers overseas.
智能驾驶还没办法带来实际收入。
Smart driving cannot yet bring actual revenue.
所以它的第二增长曲线始终没有办法明朗化。
Therefore, its second growth curve has never been clear.
最后一个就是转型的风险。
The last one is the risk of transformation.
因为高端化
due to the trend of high end,
智能化和国际化都需要大量的投入。
Dai Meng Hu He Duo Jai Hu Du Zu Yao Dar Liang De Tu Ru.
但是回报又很慢。
But the return is slow.
所以投入产出比是严重失衡的。
Therefore, the input-output ratio is severely unbalanced.
长期的股东回报率也在承受压力。
The long-term return on equity is also under pressure.
所以说比亚迪现在就是已经告别了那种高增长、高盈利的时期，进入到了一个低增长、低利润。
Therefore, BYD has now entered a period of low growth and low profit after leaving the period of high growth and high profit.
并且需要不断的投入且充满风险的转型阵痛期。
And it also requires a continuous and risky transformation period.
是的。
Yes.
今天我们把比亚迪面临的内忧外患都盘了一遍。
Today, we have thoroughly examined the internal and external challenges facing BYD.
大家应该能够感受到这家公司现在确实还远远没有到可以松口气的时候。好了。
Everyone should be able to feel that this company is still far from being able to relax.
这就是这期播客的全部内容了。
That's all for this blog post.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
我们下期再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
拜拜。
Bye bye bye.